With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Tax cuts and a genuinely secure border, just two of the accomplishments that President Trump is pointing to 6 months into the first year of his second term. Taking to Truth Social, the president writes, 1 year ago, our country was dead with almost no hope of revival. Today, the USA is the hottest and most respected country anywhere in the world. The president pressuring Senate Majority Leader John Thune to keep the Senate at work through what is traditionally a late summer break.
Mr. Trump took to Truth Social to send a message to Leader Thune. He wrote, quote, hopefully the very talented John Thune, fresh off our many victories over the past 2 weeks, and indeed for 6 months, will cancel August recess in order to get my incredible nominees confirmed. President Trump continued, we need them badly. Several high-profile nominees are at stake. Emily Bove, a lawyer for the Justice Department, is up for a judgeship on a federal court, and Jeanine Pirro, a former Fox News host, the top federal prosecutor in D.C. President Trump has encouraged Congress to keep up with the pace he established since taking office in January. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Alaska Airlines back in the air, although there are some residual delays following last night's troublesome IT outage.
Alaska Airlines has resumed operations after a technical problem Sunday night. The Seattle-based company says it experienced an IT outage that affected its entire system and led to a temporary ground stop for 3 hours from 8 to 11 p.m. Pacific time. That kept aircraft for all Alaska flights and its subsidiary Horizon Airlines from taking off. Alaska posted it will take some time to get operations back to normal as they reposition aircraft and crews. I'm Jennifer King.
A 21-year-old illegal alien from the Dominican Republic is under arrest in the shooting during a robbery of an off-duty Border Patrol officer in New York City. On Wall Street this morning, the stock futures are higher. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham visited the Pentagon this month.
The popular evangelist spoke at the monthly prayer service held there by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, it was encouraging to visit with the secretary and witness his bold faith amongst and in front of the entire Pentagon team. I shared with the audience that my prayer for the U.S. military and its leaders is that Jesus Christ would be their rock. Graham is urging all Americans to pray for the military. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
French Prime Minister François Bayrou wants to eliminate two public holidays from the country's annual calendar in order to save some money. One of the dates he has targeted is important to French Christians, Easter Monday. Bayrou questions the religious importance of Easter Monday, suggesting that Christians already have enough holidays. He's also proposing to kill a holiday marking the Allied victory over the Nazis in the Second World War. This is SRN News. Investigators name a suspect after a car crashed into a California post office, igniting a fire.
A joint statement from the San Jose Police and Fire Departments says the incident occurred early Sunday morning in a strip mall south of downtown. It took about 50 firefighters an hour and a half to knock down the flames. Photos posted online by the fire department show a charred vehicle inside the heavily damaged building. No injuries have been reported. Information about the suspect has not been released. Federal postal inspectors are leading the investigation. I'm Mike Hempen.
So much of the country has experienced very hot, very humid weather this summer, and there's no relief in sight for some places. Excessive heat warnings posted for a large swath of America's midsection, with high temperatures and high humidity levels making for uncomfortably dangerous conditions. More details at srnnews.com.